This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. United Mine Workers of America President Cecil Roberts rallied members at a meeting in Morgantown yesterday. Roberts says the union will fight the Federal Environmental Protection Agency to keep miners employed. According to Workforce West Virginia, more than 11,000 miners have lost their jobs since March of 2012. Almost 2,000 of those layoffs have come since January of this year. Jesse Wright reports.
Roberts addressed the current state of the coal mining industry in front of a packed room at the Morgantown Event Center. He painted a picture of miners burdened by an industry trying to cut costs and a government that wants to move away from coal. Patriot Coal Company filed for bankruptcy for the second time in less than 3 years, while Murray Energy announced plans to lay off hundreds of miners. Roberts stressed that the decline of coal and the loss of union mining jobs doesn't just hurt miners and their families. He says miners contribute $1 billion to the economy in the coal fields.
You pull $1 billion out of the coal field communities and see what happens here. This is not just our problem. This is every elected official in America's problem. This is everybody's problem.
Roberts called on his members to support legislation sponsored by Senators Shelley Moore Capito and Joe Manchin that would allow states to opt out of the EPA's Clean Power Plan. The plan's goal is a 30% reduction in carbon emissions from existing coal-fired power plants by 2030. Roberts also says miners should fight initiatives to shift from coal-fired electricity generation to gas-fired plants. He urged his union members to oppose county tax breaks for new gas-fired power plants where they live. After the speech, Monongalia County miner Dave Earle echoed Roberts' sentiments.
Like he said, there's no jobs in gas. Once the wells are drilled and the pipelines are in, there's no future, but just a very few people there.
Roberts' call to push back against the EPA and fight for lost coal jobs was well received by his audience. Mon County miner Daniel Strayan.
That's what us as a union have been waiting for. We've been waiting for Cecil's backing, and it sounds like we got it. It sounds like he's ready to make a stand with us on this matter.
It will be a tough battle, though. Among other tasks, Roberts must navigate Patriot's second bankruptcy. The company announced Wednesday that it wants to sell the majority of its assets to Black Hawk Mining, LLC. That brings up the specter of a battle that landed Roberts and others in jail as they protested the terms of Patriot's 2013 bankruptcy deal. The UMWA fought to keep retired miners' pensions and health care benefits, among other things. Meanwhile, a recent report indicates that coal production in West Virginia is expected to drop by 39% compared with the industry's last high point in 2008. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jesse Wright in Morgantown.
This is West Virginia Morning at 7:47. Scattered rain and thunderstorms today. Temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Rain and thunderstorms overnight with lows in the 50s and low 60s. For Friday, partly sunny in the west, cloudy with a chance of rain and thunderstorms in the east. Temperatures in the 70s and low 80s. For the weekend, a chance of afternoon rain and thunderstorms with daytime highs remaining in the 70s and 80s.
Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by Tamarack, where Chef Jamie Henderson dishes up thousands of fried green tomatoes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Located at I-77 Exit 45 and TamarackWV.com.
Managing chronic diseases is the public health challenge of the 21st century, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The organization reports that 7 of 10 Americans die every year from chronic diseases like heart disease and stroke, cancer, diabetes, arthritis, obesity, respiratory diseases, and oral conditions, but that the burden is worse for aging and low-income populations like those found in Mingo County. This morning, we're traveling to a small coal town, Gilbert, to visit a medical clinic and learn about one way the town is overcoming healthcare access challenges. Glenna Spohr takes us there.
A man living in Fairfax County, Virginia, will likely live 15 years longer than one 300 miles away in southern West Virginia in a town like Gilbert in Mingo County. Of course, it's easy to forget about Mingo County. You don't visit towns there like Gilbert accidentally. It takes a concerted effort. It's a world where coal is still the dominant industry, but the population is aging. And according to data from the U.S. Census and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the region is home to some of the poorest and least healthy communities in the country. So once a month for the past decade, the brothers Brick, Dr. James Brick, a rheumatologist, and Dr. John Brick, a neurologist, well, they make that trip. They used to wake up at 3 a.m. and drive 4 or 5 hours from Morgantown, but today they can usually cut the first leg of the trip substantially.
We're on the West Virginia University Foundation plane. We just left Morgantown, and we're going to Charleston.
When was the first time you went down? Do you remember?
Yes, I'll never forget that. That was a wonderful trip. The clinic was full. And almost all the patients dressed in gold and blue. So we had...
That's Dr. John. And before him, Dr. James. They are identical twins from Dunbar. They both smile, remembering how everyone in the clinic showed up wearing WVU's gold and blue colors that first trip to Gilbert over a decade ago. Dr. James Brick is a professor and chair of the Department of Medicine at WVU, and Dr. John Brick is a professor and the chair of the Neurology Department at WVU. In the hour and a half winding and scenic van ride from Charleston to Gilbert, the brother doctors told attending med students stories about the community. Dr. John Brick told them a little bit about the economy.
Well, it's a small town. It's maybe 200 or 300 people. The major source of jobs there was the mining business, and Mr. Harless had a very large sawmill operation there. Now, the sawmills have closed, but there are still mines in the area.
The brothers Brick love to reminisce about their old friend and former patient who was instrumental in bringing them to southern West Virginia to begin with, the late Buck Harless. Mr. Harless, they say, had an epic life. He started in the world orphaned and died a legend, with timber and sawmill interests in 5 states, manufacturing operations in 4 states, and also holdings in real estate and coal. But Gilbert, they say, was always Buck Harless's home, and he invested in it. Harless built this huge facility, 55,000 square feet, that kind of looks a little out of place in this tiny town. He built it for his community, and he named it after his deceased son. It houses a track, a pool, a cinema, basketball courts, and the health clinic. So about 3 hours and 200 miles later, the doctors and the med students arrive at the Larry Joe Harless Community Center.
I've been coming to see the rheumatologist here ever since this clinic started because I live just up the street, so it's very easy to come.
Marisha White is visiting the clinic today to see rheumatologist Dr. James Brick.
I'll see you.
Okay. All right.
Behave yourself.
I'll try.
Okay.
I'll try.
Bye-bye.
Marisha says Dr. Brick saves her from having to make the 2-hour trip to Huntington, where her regular rheumatologist is.
It's very important because people are able to see specialists while I can drive if I feel like it or have family that will take me. A lot of local people have trouble with transportation and even getting to Logan or Williamson, which would be the closest place for they can see a specialist. So it's very important to have a neurologist and a rheumatologist and a cardiologist that these people can see.
Dr. James Brick explains how it can be difficult for a specialty doctor to sustain a practice in a sparsely populated rural region. But he says there is a need because the aging population has a lot of chronic illness.
This was a town that has a lot of retired folks living in it, retired miners, people retired from working in the sawmills and in the timber business. See lots of osteoarthritis. That's the most common form of arthritis. I see good number of people with rheumatoid arthritis, gout, some people with fibromyalgia. I'd say those are the most common diagnoses that we see, but that's also the most common diagnoses we see in Morgantown.
But Mingo County is a little different. It's in an area that has one of the worst life expectancy rates in the nation. In fact, according to mortality data from the National Center for Health Statistics, While life expectancy has slowly been increasing throughout the nation, it's actually been dropping in regions of southern West Virginia.
MCP is the other one. Okay, there we go.
Today, Dr. James Brick is also teaching medical student Audrey Jajoski about managing patient care.
It's since age 38, but more recently.
No. How long is she stiff in the morning?
Oh, didn't ask that.
Yeah, you got that. If you see somebody with rheumatoid arthritis, that's probably the most important thing you can ask them.
The doctors Brick see some patients fairly regularly, and it's clear that both he and his brother have an affinity for the town and the region. They sponsor local basketball teams, fire off trivia with visiting med students about the area, and they were recently honored by leaders in the community for dedicating time in their practice every month for over a decade. Dr. John, the neurologist, also observes that medically, the patients he sees are not different from those he treats in the rest of the state.
They have the same problems as virtually every other population in West Virginia. But I do think the people are unique. They're wonderful people. They're very appreciative. They're fun to interact with. You get a lot of satisfaction from taking care of them. This is my job. I'm paid to do this. But I'd probably do this if I had a way to do this after I retired. It is so much fun to come down here and see these patients and share my knowledge with them. And they share a little bit of their life with me. And that's what makes it worth it.
Interim president of Marshall University, Gary White, says the clinic in Gilbert is a successful example of the power of collaboration because all three of the main medical schools in the state, WVU, Marshall, and the West Virginia School of Osteopathic Medicine, work together to provide equipment and services.
Here in this little town of Gilbert, we can provide the services that folks desperately need and fulfill the vision that Mr. Harless had. I think this is a model that can be replicated time and time again. It can be replicated all across this state. And frankly, in the new healthcare model that the United States is creating, this is the model.
A native of neighboring Logan County, White says towns like Gilbert will languish and die without creative and motivated community members. White says the area faces stark challenges today, especially economically, as the coal industry the community relies on has been declining. But he has hope for the future. He believes his community will adjust. And he believes that the generation that came before has paved the way, literally, for them to do so. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Gilbert.
For a map detailing life expectancy in West Virginia, go to our website, WVPublic.org. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, WVPublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.